What do we actually do when we replace someone's hip?
That's a great question.
Yes.
We get asked that all the time.
Yep, we have a video, what do you do with knee replacement, to explain it right from start to finish. So we're going to do the same thing for hip replacement.
This complements that one.
It complements that one quite nicely.
Okay. So whenever we do a surgical procedure,
right,
we've said this before, we talk about the approach, which is how you surgically get to the area you want to operate on.
Yes.
Then what you're doing,
yes,
the part, and then closure.
Okay.
We always need closure.
Yes.
All right, that's it.
Okay. So start at the beginning. So with respect to the approach, particularly for hips recently, there's been a lot of news, a lot of hype around a bunch of different approaches. So they've mostly all been around for 50 years. So I'd say the three main ones would be the anterior approach, the posterior approach, and the lateral approach. And this just determines the direction that the incision is made and which muscles are either retracted or split to get down to the hip joint.
Right.
They have some consequences, I would say, in the short term. Some of them are slightly less painful, or physiotherapy exercises are slightly different. But after 3 months or so, I'd say they're all about the same.
Right. And some have a higher complication rate than others,
right,
associated with them as well.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're thinking about the approach, just choose the approach that your surgeon chooses. That
right.
should be your approach, because your surgeon feels most comfortable with a certain approach.
And if you're not happy with that, then I guess you could look for a different surgeon that does the approach,
yeah,
that you want. But I would agree with that generally.
Yeah. So that's the approach to get down there. So we usually use like a lateral approach.
Yep.
Some people use an anterior approach,
yep,
or variation thereof. Some people use a posterior approach or variation thereof.
Okay.
Okay. So you've done the surgical approach and you've gotten to the bone.
To the hip joint.
To the hip joint.
Okay.
So the first thing we do is dislocate your hip joint.
Right.
We take the head out of the socket.
Yeah.
All right?
That sounds horrible.
You have to, because we're going to replace it.
Right.
And then we surgically excise the hip.
Right. So
the
with
ball.
The, so
the
with
ball.
A saw, we cut the ball off. Think of your femur kind of like an ice cream cone. We kind of cut the ice cream off the cone.
Okay. So then now we're looking at the socket, which is the acetabulum,
yep,
and the femur, which has the head cut off. You're looking down into the canal.
Yeah, and the whole principle of a hip replacement is you're replacing the ball and the socket.
That's it, ball,
okay,
and socket.
Okay.
So then we usually, most people start with preparation of the socket.
Yes.
Okay, you have to prepare the acetabulum, which is the socket, to receive a hemispherical cup, a metal cup that's gonna go in there.
Right.
All right, and that's done with a hemispherical reamer, just to ream away what remaining cartilage there is, and we call it getting down to bleeding bone, because we wanna see some bone that has some blood supply to it, because that's what's gonna let the bone grow into the socket.
Right, so one analogy is, mm-hmm, think of like your carpet. So the cartilage is kind of like the carpet, and then there's a layer of not quite normal bone below that, mm-hmm, that's like the underpinning, and then you want to get right down essentially to the wood. You want to get right down to the
right,
floor, which is the bone.
That's a good way to look at
like
it.
Like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
And here's where there's some choice again. Remember with the approach, we had some choice. Here we have some choice. A few may choose to cement in that metal cup.
Yes.
Okay. That's a cemented hip replacement. The majority, I would say, in North America choose not to use cement when we're doing the hip replacement.
Right, so we use an uncemented socket that has a coating on the back side of that socket that your body either grows bone onto or into.
Okay, so you've got the socket in, the metal socket.
Okay.
Next thing you do is insert the bearing surface, okay?
Yep.
And that could be high-density polyethylene.
So plastic.
Most commonly used. It could be ceramic.
Yep.
Okay, and then that is implanted into that metal shell that you just put in.
Someone's going to say, does anyone use a metal liner anymore?
Metal on metal was popular in the 2000s, and then we found a lot of problems with metal on metal bearing,
right,
surfaces, so we've moved away from those.
Okay.
Largely.
So now you got your socket that's inside of your pelvis, securely fixed. You have a liner inside of that socket. Now we're done with that.
Done with the acetabulum.
Okay.
Now we're going to turn attention to the femur.
To the femur, okay. And so your femur is like a long, hollow bone.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know, your femur's hollow.
Yeah, you got a hollow leg.
Like a tree.
Yeah.
Okay?
A tree.
Like a tree, like the inside of, you know how it's like soft inside of a tree? Like, you know, like the bark is like the hard part,
yeah,
and the inside,
okay,
is like,
sure,
softer.
Yeah, softer.
Yes, yeah, so I guess trees aren't particularly,
hollow.
Yeah,
no,
but some of them kind,
yeah,
of have. Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
Okay, so then you've got the femur. So then you've got the femoral canal, and you've got to prepare the femoral canal to receive the stem, the,
right,
femoral stem.
Okay.
We do that through broaching or reaming or,
yes,
some sort of device to prepare it.
So
to
a power in. Drill that,
yeah,
removes some,
yeah,
of the contents like your marrow and some of the inner contents of the bone itself.
Yeah. Or a broach, which looks like a file almost, that's shaped like the stem that you tap in and,
yeah,
tap out to prepare it as well.
Okay.
then you implant the femoral stem. Here's some choice again.
Okay.
Most people in North America would choose to put in that stem without cement.
Right.
However, a significant portion will cement that stem.
Particularly as we get older and our femurs get big and wide and the bone gets thinner.
Yeah, then you might opt to cement in that stem.
Okay.
So now you've got a femoral stem in there with a little trunnion on the top of it. That trunnion is where the femoral head goes on top of.
Okay.
Okay? And then you put the femoral head on top of it, and then you put the hip back in joint. Now, we have trial components that we trial first before we put the real ones in to make sure everything looks good in terms of stability, range of motion. And then once we were happy, we take out those trials and put the real ones in. And that, at the end of the day, once you've reduced that hip joint, you've replaced the hip.
Right. And what I'd say is a couple of things. We have all different sizes on the shelves. Mm-hmm. So people are like, well, how are you going to know what size you need for me? Well, we have all the sizes. And the different brooches and devices we use to prepare the bone tell us what size to use. That's the first thing. Second thing is, what about the types of heads? Is there only one kind of head? Is it always a metal head?
Well, you could use a metal head.
Yep.
Or you could use a ceramic head. Those are your two main choices of head.
Agreed. Okay, so you've reduced the hip, so you put the ball back in the socket, you're happy that it's stable, you're happy that you've restored the leg lengths to the best of your capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Closure.
Close the hip.
It's the opposite of the approach.
Okay.
We then close the tissues that we divided, separated, lifted, pushed, pulled, retracted, we put them back where they're supposed to be.
And that could be muscles, other connective tissue, and then finally the skin.
Skin.
Okay.
And then some dressings on top.
There you go.
That's just like making a sandwich.
Yeah. And how long would you say an average hip replacement takes? A lot of people wonder, how long does it actually take?
Probably about an hour.
Yeah, like an hour, give or take.
Yeah.
Depending.
Ish.
Yeah.
Depending on how complicated it is.
Yeah.
That's what we do for a hip replacement.
And I think a lot of people don't really understand that. So I think now you know exactly what's going to happen. Some people are not particularly interested, but I think it'll help you realize kind of why some things that are happening that they are.
Yeah. That's why it's a surgical procedure, and there are risks associated with it. We've had other videos about that. But that's basically what you do when you're replacing a hip.
Now you know. If you like this video, please like it. Subscribe to our channel. Share your experience with your hip replacement.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.